Brent crude just posted its biggest monthly gain since 1988, and crypto feels the pressure. Brent crude oil closed March 2026 with a 60% monthly gain, the largest since the futures contract launched in 1988, according to data highlighted by the Kobisi letter and reported by Cointelegraph. The surge, driven by the ongoing Iran conflict and supply disruptions across the Persian Gulf, puts oil above $100 per barrel for the first time since 2022. As of April 1, 2026, Bitcoin trades at 68,121, so it was 1.6% in 24 hours, Ethereum at 2106, 3.4%, and Solana at 8319, 0.5%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 31, firmly in fear territory. 7-day returns paint a bleaker picture. BTC is down 3.7%, ETH down 2.7%, SOL down 8.9%, and XRP down 5.5%, the largest oil spike in 38 years. To put the 60% monthly move in context, the previous record was during the 1990 Gulf War, when Iraqi forces invaded Kuwait and Brent spiked roughly 40% in a single month. That crisis lasted 7 months. The current Iran war has already disrupted tanker routes through the Strait of Hormuz, which handles roughly 20% of global oil transit. India's rupee is already under pressure. Bloomberg reported on March 31st that strategists expect the currency to weaken to a record 100 per dollar if the conflict drags on, after a roughly 10% drop over the past year. Emerging market currencies from Turkey to Nigeria face similar headwinds, and those are precisely the markets where crypto adoption has surged as a hedge against local currency devaluation. The problem for crypto holders in these regions: oil-driven inflation erodes purchasing power, but the same inflation keeps central banks hawkish, which suppresses risk assets, including Bitcoin and Ethereum. Why oil prices compress crypto liquidity? The transmission mechanism from oil to crypto runs through three channels: inflation expectations. Higher energy costs feed directly into consumer price indexes. The US CPI print for February 2026 already showed sticky shelter and energy components. A sustained oil price above $100 makes a 2026 Fed rate cut increasingly unlikely, and rate cut expectations have been a primary driver of crypto rallies over the past 2 years. Dollar strength. Oil is priced in dollars. When oil spikes, global demand for dollars rises as importing nations need more USD to pay energy bills. A stronger dollar historically correlates with weaker crypto prices. The DXY has quietly climbed through March, while Bitcoin gave back its early month gains. Risk appetite. Institutional allocators treat crypto as a risk-on asset. When oil shocks raise recession probabilities, portfolio managers reduce exposure to volatile assets first. The $414 million in crypto fund outflows reported last week were the first net outflows in 5 weeks, and oil was a named factor. BTC held up better than gold. Last month, one data point worth noting. Gold posted its worst month since 2008 in March, dropping roughly 15%. Bitcoin fell less. In prior oil shocks, gold typically rallied as a safe haven, but the current dynamic is different. Gold had already run up significantly through late 2025 and early 2026, and the liquidation pressure came from leveraged gold longs unwinding to cover margin calls elsewhere. Bitcoin's relative resilience is not necessarily bullish. It may simply reflect that crypto had already priced in much of the geopolitical risk after falling from $85,000 in January to the mid-$60,000s by late March. Strategy pausing its 13-week Bitcoin buying streak added to the cautious tone. What Q2 looks like: under 100 plus oil. If Brent stays above $100, several second-order effects matter for crypto. Stablecoin demand in emerging markets rises. Countries like Nigeria, Turkey, and India, where local currencies are weakening against the dollar, tend to see increased stablecoin adoption. Traders and savers swap depreciating local currency for USDC or USDT to preserve purchasing power. This was visible during the 2022 Turkish lira crisis and is repeating now. Mining economic shift. Energy-intensive proof-of-work mining becomes more expensive when electricity prices track oil. U.S.-based miners face higher operating costs, which could accelerate hash rate migration to regions with cheaper renewable energy. The Mined in America Act, introduced in the Senate last week, takes on new relevance if American miners start losing competitiveness. DeFi yields look more attractive. When traditional fixed income yields stay elevated due to hawkish central banks, DeFi protocols need to offer competitive returns to attract capital. The Ethereum Foundation's accelerated staking program and AVV4's launch both provide on-chain yield alternatives that become more appealing when holding idle crypto earns nothing against a 5% plus risk-free rate. Crypto card users pay more at the pump. For the millions of crypto card holders worldwide, higher gas prices mean more fiat leaving their wallets with every fill-up. Cards with cashback rewards partially offset this, but the net effect is less disposable income flowing into crypto accumulation. The 1990 playbook, the last time oil shocked markets this severely, the S&P 500 entered a brief recession-driven bear market that lasted from July to October 1990. Bitcoin did not exist. But the pattern is instructive. Oil spikes historically precede economic slowdowns by 6 to 12 months, and risk assets tend to bottom after central banks pivot. The difference in 2026 is that crypto markets are more institutional than ever. Morgan Stanley's Bitcoin ETF and similar products mean that crypto is now subject to the same portfolio rebalancing flows as equities and bonds. When oil forces a risk-off rotation, Bitcoin sells alongside everything else. The Fear and Greed Index at 31 suggests the market is worried but not panicking. The 2022 lows hit single digits. There's room for conditions to deteriorate before capitulation.